This is a summary of Career Planning and Development by BestBookBriefings.com. Career Planning and Development, The Path Toward Your Dream Job, by Stephen Garnsby. How to Create a Plan. Draw a Career Plan. I plan to guide you through the complex decisions that you will have to take in order to reach your goals. Career Planning and Development will help you find your way through your career path and planning. In order for you to have a clear view of what you're up to, test your current situation through values, interests, skills, and lifestyle. You'll know if your current job fits you or not by organizing your values and knowing whether they meet your job requirements or not. Interests are different from skills. You have to separate what you enjoy doing from what you are good at. Skills are your capabilities of organizing your work. Try to find out to what extent your skills are matching with your current state. Last but not least, you must know how your current state is affecting your lifestyle, personal time, holidays, or travel requirements. It is very important for you to decide upon what is really important for you. To be good at something you're really interested in is where your strengths will be. When you know very well where your strengths are, you are able to choose a career path that will grant you a lot of success, satisfaction, and self-accomplishments. As you have strengths, you have weaknesses, too. Don't disregard them. Instead, act upon them by finding and changing them depending on your possibilities. To create your career plan, create an image of your future by focusing on the entire picture instead of the tiny details. Think about the activity or the industry that would attract you the most. B. Create an action plan that will help you figure out if the job of your dreams is, in fact, the one that you really want. Your career path is like a road. You need to use a map in order to navigate correctly on it and avoid dead ends. C. Use a schedule for your career action plan to prioritize those objectives which are more stringent than the rest. Remember to update it every now and then with every action you've accomplished. How to choose the correct path. 1. Constantly check for new opportunities and target the ones that might fit your requirements. 2. Use all kinds of resources to permanently update your skills and competences. 3. Check for opportunities in your own company. 4. Show that your interest in self-developing is at a very high level that you'll gain trust from your managers. 5. Look for lateral moves inside your company. If the new job fits better with your lifestyle, go for it. But don't forget to identify the true reasons behind that. As long as you have an advancement plan, you're on the right path. It lets you know what responsibilities you would like to gain to become more professional in your area of expertise. Design your advancement plan in 4 steps. Step 1. Look for the position that suits your career path's requirements. Step 2. Make sure that your hard and soft skills are corresponding with the requirements of the role you are aiming. Step 3. The advancement plan should be created having in mind those skills that you don't have. Step 4. Considering that you are the right employee for that position, outline in your CV all the fulfillments that you've reached and the ones you previously had. Choose the responsibilities that would help you advance by using some strategies. Always be prepared for any new tasks. Make sure you have a clear image of the task you have completed successfully in the past through which your manager will provide you with responsibility. Show your manager that the new responsibility fits better with your profile. How to change your career. When the goals which are set in the career plan are not matching with the possibilities offered by the current job, a strong reason for change is being developed. Don't drop your current job until you find a new one. When signing for a new job, leave your current organization in friendly conditions. You don't know when you might need them in the future. How to build a network of professionally related contacts. Having a network of professional contacts, you'll be able to find out other companies' requirements and available jobs, and you'll be observed by decision makers, so the job search process will be reduced. Try to find some relevant contacts within your working environment, especially if you're interacting with different organizations. Moreover, ask these contacts to help you meet other people inside that specific organization. In order for your network to become strong and efficient, you should care and build honest relationships with other people. Find and prove that you care for their interests as well. Know how relevant a contact could be by adding who you already know in a database of your own creation, and add fields like area of expertise, employer, or interests. Remember to be always thankful, springy, and don't give assurances about things you're not certain about. Planning your communication and building relationship skills are two important elements. Initiate the conversation between you and your contact with a list of topics where you'll discuss some cultural or social events in your area. Identify the purpose of the meeting, ask your contact about his/her interest, and talk about current events. Furthermore, you can ask about domain of expertise, how is the current job, and how is he/she spending their free time. Observation phase. Create a bond with the new contact by keeping in touch with them, speaking less while letting others share things with you, and pleasing them by offering more than expected. Maintain the relationship with your contacts by having a face-to-face interaction. Propose them, for example, once in a while, to have lunch together. You can also add a personal touch to this action by showing respect and participating in events when you are requested by your contacts. How to build a productive relationship with your manager. Why is it important to have a strong relationship between you and your manager? Coming to work will be like a pleasure, not an obligation that will result in better results. A better communication will be achieved that will result in having a better career path. Your advancement possibilities will grow. Last but not least, the better your relationship is with your manager, the better you'll receive strong feedback for your next step. Build your relationship with your boss by proving that you are devoted. Try to always offer support for your boss and have an honest discussion with him/her when having a problem. Moreover, choose the optimum moment to say some simple, nice words to your boss. Think smart and walk that extra mile if this could help your boss succeed. He needs to know that he can count on you in difficult situations. Align to your boss's agenda. Keep him/her informed for both of you to work in the same direction. This will help your manager respond better to his job demands. Find out what are his preferences and align your work habits by avoiding judging your boss, taking things personally when your boss requires you to change your point of view, going beyond the limits of your boss. Evaluate your boss's style through the four different kinds of managers. The ones who rely on the perfect team work people oriented, the ones who depend on excellent work results work oriented, the ones who evaluate the relationship with their employees from the work process point of view procedure oriented, and the ones who search deep behind each idea oriented. Provide your manager with feedback. Let your manager know your problem. Find out what's your manager's opinion, and find the appropriate actions which need to be taken. How to manage the annual performance review. The scope of a performance review is to offer an image of your work or achievements during a specific period of time. Make the best use of it by making a list with all the achievements from the current year, finding a way to present them, and accepting criticism to obtain constructive ideas. Be showing your performance and result, and using criticism to find improvement ideas. See creating an improvement plan that has your goals through the strategy of periodic performance reviews. Prepare for your annual performance review through testing your work efficiency and finding areas which need improvement, using the planning component to draw a plan of improvement. Last but not least, find out new opportunities during the annual review. Get ready through managing time and offering a proactive solution for any kind of problem. You can also make a list with your work results, anticipate all the possible issues that you are always prepared with an objective answer, and receive critics to improve. How to obtain the best results from the annual performance review. Highlight your achievements, informing your manager about the achievements you have gathered in the last year. Make sure to provide a concluding evidence of your results, and use your time wisely. Focus only on your interests. While looking for corrective actions, it is advisable to take into consideration the following guidelines. Accept feedback. B. Maintain a professional attitude. C. Design an improvement plan where your actions will be sustained by your boss and pointed towards job advancement. Create a constant strategy for annual performance review. The annual performance review is divided into three categories. Annual performance review, which is a formal meeting, quarterly performance review, an informal meeting, and monthly performance review, a personal assessment of your performance. During quarterly performance appraisals, consider achievements, career path, previous or upcoming goals, and different problems that might appear. In the monthly reviews, you evaluate yourself without the intervention of your manager. Keep track of issues to always develop, and evaluate what's already there. It's all in your hands. The path to your dream job is right there. You just need to find the appropriate methods for career planning and development. Build a network of professionally related contacts to keep track of your career path. Last but not least, don't ignore any feedbacks. Instead, use them for performance advancement and creating a professional image of yourself. Whether you prefer to read or listen, we have something for you. Visit bestbookbriefings.com now for more summaries.